Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, January 16th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording from Oslo, Norway. We talked before about an outstanding vulnerability in Adobe's ColdFusion platform. There is a hotfix available now, so if you're running ColdFusion 10.9.0.2, 9.0.1, or 9.0, you should apply this patch. It fixes four different vulnerabilities. They do allow authentication control, so essentially an attacker could have full access to an affected server. And then we do have reports of yet another large botnet affecting Android users, in particular in China. We had similar reports before, so this is not particular news. The size of the botnet is somewhat larger than the older reports. It's reported to be over 1 million devices strong. But then again, those numbers are usually not all that precise. So I would just call it a very large botnet, but probably just one of many. We do see these pop up, in particular in China, I believe, for two reasons. First of all, in China, we have a huge growth of mobile devices being used for internet access. In many cases, it's the primary device for internet access. There is also less of a history with security awareness for desktops. So I think that may also play a role here. In addition, non-Google Android app stores are very popular in China. Many of them reside in China, are especially addressing Chinese users, and these app stores are typically the sources of infected software. Now, the article I'm going to link to is a BBC article. There is a somewhat better article by the Chinese news agency Xinhua, but the Google translation is pretty lousy, so I'm going to summarize some of that. And most of what it's talking about is that one of the side effects of the infection is that the user will be exposed to many ads. So it appears that one of the main feature of this particular botnet is adware. It also mentions that this particular Trojan turns out to be very difficult to remove, and current antivirus software apparently does a fairly incomplete job in removing this Trojan. No mention of a particular vulnerability that's being exploited here, but in the past, these Trojans were willingly installed just by downloading an infected application from an unauthorized app store. Security company Defense Code claims to have found a vulnerability in Cisco's or slash Linksys's popular WRT54GL router. This router, running the latest stock firmware, appears to be vulnerable to a pre-authentication flaw that will allow full access to a remote user to this router. Now, Defense Code went public with this, published a video demonstrating the vulnerability, but didn't release any details. In part, they went public like this with the vulnerability because in contacting Cisco claimed that this vulnerability was already fixed in the latest firmware, but Defense Code published the exploit video in order to prove Cisco wrong. Really hard to tell what's the nature of the vulnerability. Almost looks a little bit like either a hidden password or maybe a stack, a TCP/IP stack issue. The contact happens via the network, and then the attacker is able to gain full control of the appliance. So given the fact that we don't really have any details, I can't really give you any advice as to how to protect yourself other than reviewing the configuration of your router, making sure there's nothing odd happening, and making sure it's locked down as much as possible, in particular that remote admin features are disabled. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.